So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Amma Hareini Nazir Achas Kedoila, Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana. If a person states, I accept one large Naziris, or one small Naziris, or Afil Mekan Bat Seifa Oilam, even if he said, I accept a Naziris from here to the other end of the world, Nazir Shleishim Yayim, he becomes a Nazir for only 30 days, because we interpret his words to mean not how many days a Naziris should last, but rather Arichali Hadimilsa Kemikan Bat Seifa Oilam. I find the Naziris to be as difficult as a journey to the end of the world. And the Rush explains, we do this because Stam Nazir Lahakal. However, the Gemara presents a Mishnah from Daf Ches that teaches that we do interpret his words to be referring to the amount of days the Naziris should last. If he said, Hareini Nazir Mikan Ad Mokum Pleini, I accept the Naziris as from here until a specific location. Aimdim Kama Yomim Mikan Ad Mokum Pleini. Pachas Mishleishim Yoyim Nazir Shleishim Yoyim. If the travel time is less than 30 days, he becomes a Nazir for 30 days because there is no Naziris of less than 30 days. Then Lav, Nazir Kaminin Hayamim. If the travel time is more than 30 days, he becomes a Nazir for as many days as the trip takes, for example, 50 days. Rava answers and differentiates between the two Mishnayos as follows. That Mishnah is speaking of a case where Shehichzik Baderech, where he already set out on his journey, and as Tesa explains, he most likely took on the Naziris for the duration of the entire journey to be protected from danger. However, our Mishnah is speaking of he's not traveling. Therefore, we interpret his words as just a figure of speech. The Gemara proceeds to address another issue. The above two cases are both Naziris Achas, one term of Naziris, each with a different duration, 30 or 50 days as just explained. However, the Gemara again cites from the Mishnah Daf Ches, where we see that if he accepts Naziris by comparing it to something that consists of numerous units, he has accepted Naziris Harba, many consecutive but separate terms of Naziris, each of 30 days. If he said, Hareini Nazir Kafa Ha'aretz, Uksar Reishi, Ukechel Hayam, I take on to be a Nazir as the dirt on the ground, or as hair on my head, or as the sand near the ocean, Harezi Nazir Oilam Umagaleach Echad L'Shleishim Yoyim, he becomes a Nazir for each grain of dirt, hair, and sand, which means that he will be a recurring Nazir of consecutive but separate terms of Naziris each of 30 days for the rest of his life. And he will be Megaleach or maybe Karbonosef every 30 days. This is so because we say that he intended for Naziris Harba. Why don't we rule likewise in the case of Nazir Kaminin Hayamim? He should become a Nazir 50 times 30 days. Or in the case of our Mishnah, Atzeif HaOlam, which Tosfos says is a Mahalach Chomish Me'eshanim, he should become a Nazir 500 times 30 days. The Gemara offers several explanations. Amar Papa, according to Tosfos, generally, we indeed say that where he compared it to something that consists of numerous units, he intended Naziris Harba, as in the case of Kafah HaAretz. However, Kol Milsa De'Ispe Kitzus Olai Ketani, in the case of Nazir Kemini Hayamim, or in the case of our Mishnah Atzeif HaOlam, we cannot say that he intended Naziris Harba, because since Ispe Kitzusa, Tosfos explains, Havalei Lefarish Me'achar Sheyesh Leminyan, if he did intend for Naziris Harba, he should have specified the fixed and known amount of time of 50 or 500. Therefore, we must say that he intended for Naziris Achas. However, in the other Mishnah's case of Kafah HaAretz or Ksar Reishik, Chel HaYam, he does intend for Naziris Harba because less Bekitsusa, since the amounts of grains of dirt here and sand are not known, Lehavale Lafarish, he cannot specify a fixed amount. The Rush explains it differently, but the halachas are the same. Generally, we indeed say that when he compared it to something that consists of numerous units, he intended Naziris Achas, as in the case of Nazir Kemini HaYamim. However, that is only where Ispe Kitzusa, where the term of Naziris has a fixed duration, where he states a Naziris that will last from here until a specific location with a known amount of days. This is indeed a defined number. Therefore, we say that it refers to a single Naziris of a specific amount of days. However, in the case of Kafah HaAretz, Uksar Reishi, Kachel HaYam, he does intend for Naziris Harbe because less be Kitzusa, and unless specified, a person does not want to accept a term of Naziris of unknown duration. Therefore, he would rather accept many terms of a fixed duration of 30 days, even though the number of terms is unknown. The Gemara cites a braisa to show this distinction of Ispe Kitzusa. Hareini Nazir Kol Yemei Chayei, Hareini Nazir Oilam, Harezi Nazir Oilam. If a person stated, I accept a Naziris for my whole life, or a Naziris forever, the less Bekitsusa, he becomes a Nazir Olam as Avshalom, in which Hechbet Zbreishai, Mekel Batar, Umevi Gimel Karbanos, he may trim his hair that is burdensome, and he then brings Karbanos Tara, as the Pasuk regarding Avshalom states, Uvagalches Reishai, Vahoy Mekets Yam Layamim, Ashigalech Ki Chavar Alav, Vagalchai Begoymer. However, Afila Meyashana, Afila Elif Shanim, Ein Zeh Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Le'olam. If he states, I accept in Naziris for 100 or 1,000 years, the Isbe Kitsuso, which is a fixed amount, he does not become a Nazir Olam as Avshalom, but rather he becomes a Nazir until his death, in which Einem Megalech Ve'einem Mevi Karbon Kol Yomav, he never cuts his hair, because he's not a Nazir Olam. Rather, he's a Nazir for a given term, which happens to be longer than his lifetime, and he does not bring Karbonis, because his Naziris does not end. It must be pointed out that both these cases are certainly Naziris Achas, and not because of Isbe Kitsusa and Lesbe Kitsusa, but because these are simple statements of Naziris without comparing it to something of numerous units. When he says Hareini Nazir Kol Yemei Chayei, Hareini Nazir Olam, or Hareini Nazir Elef Shanim, it's no different than when he says Hareini Nazir Elef Yoyim, which are certainly Naziris Achas. However, the Gemara brings it to show that Isbe Kitsusa and Lesbe Kitsusa are factors to cause a distinction. In this case, regarding Nazir Olam and Nazir La'olam, and in our case, regarding Naziris Achas and Naziris Harbe. Tesis points out that there are three types of Nazir for their entire lifetime with different halachas, the above two, and the case of Kafah Ha'aretz Uksar Reishi Kechel Hayam, who is neither a Nazir Olam nor a Nazir La'olam, but Naziris Acha Naziris La'olam, he must fulfill a 30-day Naziris continuously for his whole life, in which Megaleich Legamri Umevi Gimel Karbanos, he cuts off his hair completely every 30 days, and then brings Karbanos Tahara because his Naziris does end every 30 days. Rabbah makes another distinction of when we say Naziris Harba or Naziris Achas. In the case of Kafah Ha'aretz Uksar Reishi Kechel Hayam, he does intend for Naziris Harba because Shani Cyrus Hoylu Mubdali Zumezu. Each hair or grain is considered a separate entity. However, in the case of Nazir Kemini Hayamim or in the case of Ad Seif Ha'olam, he intends for Naziris Achas because Yema Loi Mifsiki Hadadi. There is no separation between the days or units of distance. It's considered one journey. Rava explains that in our Mishnah's case of Mikan Bat Seif Ha'olam, he does not intend for Naziris Harbe because it is a continuation of the Reisha. And he states, Hareini Nazir Achas, Mikan Bat Seif Ha'olam, he specified one Naziris. Zakta Mishnah, Hareini Nazir V'yoyim Echad. If a person states, I take on to be a Nazir and one day, or Hareini Nazir V'sha Achas, I take on to be a Nazir and one hour, or Hareini Nazir Achas U'mechza, I take on to be a Nazir for 1.5, Hareize Nazir Shtayim. In all these cases, he must observe two Naziris, because, as Tesis explains, Kibul Naziris Yoyim Echad, Haba Nazir Shleishim Yoyim. If a person accepts Naziris for even one day, he becomes a Nazir for the minimum of 30 days. Therefore, when he accepts one Naziris and then adds Yoyim Echad, Reisha Achas Oymechza, he must fulfill a second Naziris. The Gemara goes on to explain why all three cases were needed. Yoyim Echad teaches the concept of Kibul Naziris Yoyim Echad, Haba Nazir Shleishim Yoyim. Sha Achas teaches that this expression is not just an add-on to the first 30 days, but rather is treated as a new Naziris. Umechza teaches that since this expression indicates an exact amount of 15 days, we might think that we are to add this on to the first 30 days, giving him a 45-day Naziris. Zak de Mishnah Hareini Nazir Shleishim Yoyim B'sha Achas. It's as if he said Nazir Shleishim Ve'echad Yoyim. He becomes a Nazir for 31 days. She'ein Naziris L'shois. As opposed to the previous Mishnah, where the person said only Hareini Nazir, here in this Mishnah he is also adding the words Shleishim Yoyim after saying Hareini Nazir. Therefore, when he then says B'sha Achas, he means to add on to the original count of 30. Now, since Naziris are only counted by days and not by hours, the additional hour is converted to one more day. The Gemara presents Rav, who says, Aval Amar Shleishim Yoyim V'yoyim Echad Nazir Shtayim. If he takes on to be a Nazir for 30 days and one day, then he must fulfill two Nazirs of 30 days each, because as Tesis explains, Shnei Pa'amim Yoyim Lishni Yisera. He deliberately stated the word Yoyim twice, indicating a second Naziris for one day, which automatically obligates him to a second Nazirus of 30 days, because we say, Kibbun Nazirus Yem Echad, have a Nazir Shleishim Yoim.